Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people who have ears to hear. If you have ears to hear, the Lord is ready to talk to you. Don't listen to cold religion. Cold religion is shaped by science that turned its back on God. Hear me good. Cold religion is shaped by science which turned its back on God. If you read Romans chapter 1, it talked about the condition of the first generation from Adam's day all the way up to Noah's day. They didn't want God in their thinking. Now there are people who, you know, who become lukewarm. They want to be right with God, but they really don't want God in their everyday life. It's kind of like children who only call when they want something. Cold religion will say, well, it's not scientific to hear from God. I've seen people act like that all my life. I've seen people who love God, and I've seen people who shun God. But when you reach out to the Lord to get to know him, he's not just a bunch of rules and regulations. He's a father who loves you. And when you have a father who loves you, he has godly counsel, a relationship is born. When you reach out to the Lord through Jesus, because Jesus is how we talk to God. You can't get around Jesus. If you try to get around Jesus, you're the same as a thief and a robber. And that goes for everybody. That goes for every religion that tries to go around Jesus to get straight to God. They are thieves and robbers. They always were and they always will be unless they believe on Jesus Christ. He's the only way you can go to God. And the world don't understand our relationship with our Father God through Jesus Christ. They don't understand our devotion, why we seek him, why we go to church, why we do the things we do. When Nero was trying to wipe out all the Christians, he threw them in the arena with the lions, and the people sat around and watched this. And you know, here's the king and all the people watching Christians get killed. But when they were steadfast and they worshiped God even more, and they knew they were in danger. It confused them. And the world couldn't understand that kind of devotion. Now, society is no different. It's just against the law in our country to do something like that. But if there were no laws, people would still be the same way. There is hatred out there against Jesus, because people are in league with Satan. And sometimes they don't even know it. They don't even know why they have angry feelings against God. This is nothing new. But when you draw near to the Lord, he draws near to you. Now, I know what it's like to be a man that hadn't been born again. Because I spent 19 years, I was 19 almost 20 when I asked the Lord to save me. And I remember as a child, my spirit was lit. I didn't have a care in the world. I had godly parents. I didn't get saved. But when I got around the age of accountability, the Lord spoke to me one day and said, "You're on your own now." And I knew what he was talking about. I knew I needed to get saved, and I still didn't get saved. After that point, it was like I was just totally disconnected from God. And I knew I could be saved, but I didn't get saved. I didn't know I could have a relationship with the Lord. In my mind, when you get saved, you give your life to Jesus and you do what's right. And I didn't know if I wanted to do what was right yet. And then I didn't know if I could do what was right. And I remember when I was around 18, I started wanting to do right. And I tried to do right. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do right one whole day. I would say words I shouldn't, and I would think thoughts I shouldn't, and I would do things I shouldn't. But I was desiring to do things God's way, but I couldn't do it. Unless you believe on Jesus, you can't do it. You are an old creature. But when you believe on Jesus, your sins are washed away and your sin nature is broken. And then you can have a relationship with the Father. And he will talk to you and walk with you and guide you in this life. I've had the Lord to show me visions and dreams. Things that were happening. Most of it was how to help other people. Some of it was to keep me out of trouble. Some of it was so that I could go do what he wanted me to do. Because I drew near to him and he drew near to me. And I'm like, after I got saved, I said, this is wonderful. Everybody need to know that this is true. That Jesus is real. That his blood, I could feel the peace that I never felt before. Now, I had the same kind of problems everybody else had, but I had peace. And the word said God will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. And I know it surpassed my understanding. It was off the charts. I had peace and I had joy every day. And I still had problems. And then as I studied the word of God, even they were solved. All of them. And you have new problems and they get solved too. And the enemy tries stuff. And you go to God and you get more understanding and you do better and do away with whatever he's doing. Satan don't stop fighting you. You have to learn to fight and win. That's why cold religion exists. He couldn't stop the church, so he tried to nullify it. To keep people from getting saved, he gave them lies. Darwinism. The church was on the rise. Missionaries were sent out. Preachers were sent out all over the world. A miracle came about, and then Darwin said, "There is no God. We arrived from apes." All right, who made the ape? And that's stupid anyway, because Genesis said that every animal, every tree, every plant, it only produces after its kind. And there's no evidence of it. But people hated God so much they went along with that stupid. That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. Evolution is stupid. I was a child in elementary school and they taught that because they had to. Now the teachers were Christian teachers. They didn't believe it, but they taught us what they were saying. And I said, that is the stupidest thing I ever heard. There's nothing in a child's conversation more stupid than evolution. Why don't they just be honest with themselves and say, well, I just want to do what I want to do. And I don't want to regard God or any God. That's what it's all about. But they playing games with their own mind. And they know it's wrong. I'm a child. I knew it was wrong. I knew it was stupid. I said, why would a man say something like that? I didn't know the devil got in, was involved with it. I didn't know how Satan worked. But when the Lord caught, when I got saved, I saw how Satan worked because he tried to get me to go back. Then when I became a preacher, I really saw how he worked because he tried to, he threw everything he could. I found out he had so much place in everyday people. And he can pull their strings when he wants to. So if when a man's not born again, he's in the same warfare that Christians are in. Satan is trying to wipe him out, keep him disconnected from God and disinterested in God and interested in the things that are deadly. Now, the last broadcast, we've been talking about prosperity from another angle. If you go back to what God did in the beginning, he was trying to prosper us correctly. And there have been many teachings on prosperity, and some of it good and some of it was just wrong. If the focus of prosperity is God, hear me good. The focus of all godly prosperity is the love of God, the relationship, the kindness of God, relayed through us, relayed through you to others. Parents teaching children the love of God. Friends encouraging friends in the love of God. Wives and husbands sharing the love of God. That's prosperity, because the love of God will in you wants to do something good. Now, we talked last time about how to multiply, be fruitful and multiply. You get an education and a skill and you serve mankind with it and you prosper and you can take care of your family and you can prosper greater. See, the process don't stop, and you can start a business. The process don't stop. You can give to charities. Now, that's where wealth comes from. Once you're fruitful and as you multiply, you give, you bless others. That's where wealth comes from. Not just preachers. You bless other people. That can't help you. You help other people learn. If you've been generously given heaven, you've shared it with other people. Not just money. If the Lord bless you financially, then you can live a nice life. But your real wealth comes when you bless other people. Now you involve God. Because when you give to the poor, when you give to the poor, you lend to the Lord. You're going to get it back. And God is going to bless you to do even more. It works the same way in ministry. You give revelation that God gives you, he gives you more revelation. And the world is missing out on all these wonderful principles. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. And this broadcast is 30 minutes long on the website. The first 15 minutes is on the app. So the rest of the broadcast is on the web. And it's on there now in real time, just like every other broadcast. And you can share it with your friends. Now, the Lord loves us. That's the point. You love God. And that's the point. That's prosperity. That's where all your prosperity originates, because I ended the last broadcast on the radio saying that disobedience is the first cause of poverty. Adam disobeyed God and started poverty. Poverty didn't exist till he did that. It happened in Satan's world, but there was no poverty in Adam's world until he disobeyed God. Disobeying God is betraying love. Look at who he disobeyed. The one who serves the most. The one who blesses us the most. The one who's concerned about your welfare, your well-being. God is trying to prosper us. If you believe on Jesus, you are prosperity. And if you live the life of God, you produce prosperity. It's much greater than finances. It includes finances. money, things. But cold religion, since it couldn't stop the enemy, always tried to get involved. Worldly preachers, and I say worldly preachers because worldly preachers will have you lavish yourself. You're giving so that you can lavish yourself. And everybody know that's not the heart of God. You're a blessing because God blessed you. We love God because he first loved us. And when you bless other people, that's where wealth comes from. And you don't just give to get. You give because that's what love would do. But the principles of God are wise. Because you do right, God's going to bless you. He can trust you with more and he can do more in your life. Everything in the kingdom of God is merited. Everything. Even your salvation is free to you, but Jesus paid the price. He paid for your healing. He prayed for your mental abilities. Remember, they put a crown of thorns on his head and they whipped him with. That means if you have mental problems, God can solve those legally because they put a crown of thorns on Jesus' head. He paid for your mental capabilities. Is your spirit broken? The garment of praise, you can praise God and destroy the spirit of heaviness. You can study the word and fill your heart with the word of God and have strength for your life and destroy all of your depression, all of it. It'll be impossible for you to be depressed with your word, with your heart full of the word of God. Impossible. It'll be a thing of the past. And you can learn from the Lord how all this works. But if you do these things, it works. A lady was in a mental institution. And she was just sitting there. And they gave her medicine. And Sister Spraggins took her a tape with the word on it. And she listened to the word. And she became back in her right mind. And she left that place and got a job and prospered. And I hope she continued to listen to the word. That destroys depression. You can't be depressed when your heart is full of God's word in agreement. When you receive God's word, a lot of people are trying to learn God's word without receiving it. And you can't. You have to receive it by faith. You have to receive it by faith. You have to receive it by your faith. You have to receive God's word by your faith and then act on it. The word is, if you're receiving it, it's charged in your heart. If your motives are wrong, you won't receive it and it can't charge your heart. It'll be words on the paper against you because you're against God. Remember, God's word is God. He can't be separated and the word can't be separated from him. The word of God is God, and it acts just like God. It's designed, even though it's words on the paper, but it came from God, and it's designed to minister to those who are humble and resist those who are forward. Because the word of God is alive. It's not a dead paper you're reading. You're reading life, and if you receive it, it will charge your heart, and you act on it, and it works in your life. And then you're educated. It's all based on your faith and what you do. Everything in the kingdom of God is merited. If you, whatever you sow, you reap. You treat it wrong, you can't learn from it. You do right, you can learn from it. It'll remain in mystery form if you resist it. Because the word of God is alive. It's not like the Quran. A dead book written by dead men or any other religion of man. All the religions of men are dead. All of them. The scientists. The rogue scientists are not scientists. You can't be a wise man and say there's no God. If you say there's no God, you have to be a fool. in your thoughts. Don't go down with that ship. They're gonna die. Don't listen to dead men telling dead lies from a dead demon called Satan. And Satan has a network of demons. I tell Satan to stop. That's because he's the head. Actually, he sends his foot soldiers, the demons, out, and that's what harasses my life. But when I tell Satan to stop, they stop. Because he sent them. That's how you fight. You kill a snake by the head. You don't have to waste time with foot soldiers. And remember, God gave us this example in nature. If there's a snake, you crush his head and end the problem. You don't grab him by the tail. The Lord told Moses to grab his cane by the tail because it was wrong. He was showing him that he was in control. This serpent will not attack you. And it turned, when he grabbed it by the tail, it turned to a snake. Otherwise, you crush his head. Tell Satan he can't harass your life, and his whole network stops. And you continue on with God's word. Now, I said earlier, the Father wants to... cold religion tries to separate us from God, just like false science. Because Satan always tried to blend himself with... he's trying to start a seed of doubt. He can't just come all at once. He comes in gradually. That's why people do this. And people that don't know are taught by rogue theologians. Rogue theologians teach lies. Whether it's by deception or by rebellion. There are evil people out there. There are tares among the wheat. There are people who say they're Christians and they're not. Just like there are people that said they were Jews and they were not. And they said they were apostles and they were not. But the people that love God always detected them. Because they had an anchor. They loved God and they learned. When you love God, you start seeing things for what it is. That's just how it works. When you can believe what God is saying, he can talk to you and you'll start seeing things for what it is. And beyond this lie. The lies don't set well when you're steadily guided by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth. He guides you according to the Word of God that you put in your heart. You read God's Word and you receive it and you act on it. And then the Holy Spirit starts illuminating your mind. He starts giving you insight. The Word of God is spiritually discerned. And when things are wrong come about, you can detect it. And you'll know that's just another serpent. That's another agent of evil. The thoughts, the lies, everything. And you can even tell whether a person is deceived or in a state of rebellion over time. But the heart of God is not like the world system's religions that is Antichrist. And the enemy has played us a lot. With science, false religions that are already wrong, and then there are tares among the wheat, and they're the worst. They say that they're Christians, and they act like Satan. And then the lukewarm, they're neither here or there. They're 50-50. They're not all in. They have a strong love for the world somewhere. They do things they shouldn't do. Now, they put God in a miserable position because he has to decide what to do with them. So he sent preachers to tell them the truth, and then the preachers, the deceived preachers and the rebellious preachers teach wrong. Their heart is hard and they teach wrong. And they won't draw near to God like they should and learn. So God sent people that will. And then people are caught in the middle of all this. And so when the Lord returns, he's got to leave what's not his here. So there are many people that they thought they were going to heaven, and they're not. Their spiritual condition is worldly. And he's going to leave them here. When the rapture happens, it's like a line in the sand. And the Lord's going to send strong delusion against those that held the truth in unrighteousness. They had no love for the truth, and they stayed, or they did things according to the world. They wouldn't listen to when God tried to tell them through his people, his real people. They always went with the people that told them what they wanted to hear, because they heaped to themselves teachers having itching ears. So now when the Lord take his people, they left here. They're stranded on earth, and now they know they were wrong, and everybody, the people that the Lord took were the people that tried to tell them right, and they wouldn't listen to them. They got mad when they came around. All this is happening. The rapture can happen before this tape airs. So if it happened, this is why. This is what was going on. Some people won't turn their heart to God. But those that do, they find out something. That was a man named Earl Nightingale. And he was a Christian man, but he was a motivational speaker. He didn't claim to be a preacher, but he taught principles of God's word. And he did it in a way that everyday people would listen. Because he knew that if he said he was a preacher, some people wouldn't listen. So he just taught the principles and shared the love of God. And they call him America's grandfather. I used to listen to his tapes, and it was good. I mean, when you could be watching TV, people used to sit around the radio and listen to him. Not just Christians, everybody. See, there are people out there, there's a harvest of people out there that never heard the word right. But what they did here was called religion, and it buffered them away from the church. It buffered them away from the life of God. And they had an idea of who God was, but it was they had too much false information, and they didn't follow through. They were too weak. And then there are people that they really want to know God, and they pursue. And they seek till they find. Now, seeking till you find shouldn't stop, because what happens is you learn, we know in part. Everybody knows in part. And because we know in part, we understand in part. So as you continue to grow and learn, you're going to find out more and more about God. Like I did. When I first got saved, I didn't expect God to talk to me, but I met a lady who had a relationship, and I wanted that kind of relationship. She had received the Holy Spirit, so I wanted to receive the Holy Spirit so I could have a strong relationship with God too. And I received the baptism. Now, every Christian has the Holy Spirit within. The baptism of the Holy Spirit comes upon you. But the way I was taught, you have to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then the Lord will talk to you. So that's how I did it. But actually, the Lord talked to me before I got saved. Because he told me, he warned me, like I said earlier. He said, you're on your own now. But I didn't realize it was him, but I knew what he said, and I couldn't forget it. And I knew what I should do. I heard what he said and didn't realize who was talking to me. I didn't respond in faith. See, it takes faith to receive God's word. Looking back on it, I know it was God. And in high school, before I got saved, he said, hang with people who are mild, not the people who are doing wrong. I heard that voice, but I didn't know it was God. But I acted on what he said. See, that was years before I got saved. I started wanting to be saved. I wanted to do right. But I didn't understand everything like I do now. And I delayed, like many people do. But the Lord heard the prayers of my parents, and he worked with me. That's why you got to pray over your children. They don't always know what to do. But God does. He can help them. You pray, he can do his side then. God can't do anything unless somebody believe him for it. Remember, everything in the kingdom of God is merited. You got to do something. You got to do God's word. If to be fruitful and multiply, you got to study and work. But to have wealth, you got to. Great wealth, it always comes from serving mankind. No matter how you add it up, the only way anybody becomes wealthy is when people serve others. Now, people, an inheritance is not, they get a lot of things, but they don't have wealth. They usually lose it through foolishness while living. It takes the heart of God to secure wealth, folks. If you leave a child $1 million, he's going to end up in debt unless he has the heart of God. It takes the wisdom and the love of God to not only attain wealth, but to keep it. Just because you give people money don't mean, if they're not trained for it, the enemy going to take it from them. Watch this. Even if they try to hide it in the bank, you know what's going to happen? They're going to run out of time and die, and that money will still be in the bank. They're disconnected from it. If you don't do things God's way, the enemy knows how to get it from you.